From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin the program with an overture. It was written by a German composer who created a type of light burlesque French comic opera known as opérette. Jakob Herbst was born here in Cologne in 1819. At the age of 14, he was enrolled as a cello student at the Paris Conservatory of Music. He fell in love with the city, changed his name to Jacques Offenbach, and very soon found fame, fortune, and a Spanish wife. Now, in 1878, the year of the World Exhibition in Paris, he was commissioned to write an operetta with a Spanish theme. He didn't know it, but at the time his rich life was drawing to a close. He was still engaged in writing his only grand opera, Tales of Hoffmann, and it remained unfinished at the time of his death 2 years later. But back to his Spanish operetta. It was entitled Maître Peronilla and was set in a chocolate factory in Madrid. Well, as you can imagine, Spanish musical instruments such as the guitar and the castanet were used, and Spanish folklore themes were also weaved into the score. When he wrote Maître Peronilla, he was very ill, drained of energy, and a deeply bitter and disappointed man. So it really is a tribute to Offenbach's musical genius that, despite his mental and physical condition, he still managed to write a light-hearted operetta full of fun and, of course, delightful melodies. Listen now to the overture to Maître Peronilla. It's played by the Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Antonio de Almeida. the overture to the operetta Maître Terronilla by Jacques Offenbach. Let's keep in the Spanish mood, or should I say, Spain as seen through the eyes of a French composer. Like Offenbach, Georges Bizet composed the work that he is best remembered by shortly before his death. In fact, only 2 months after the premiere of Carmen, Bizet died suddenly at the early age of just 36 years. Like Offenbach, he commenced studies at the Paris Conservatory of Music at a very early age. He was 10 at the time. And to pursue the parallel further, the end of his life was marked by ill health, public apathy to his work, and bitterness. In fact, his opera Carmen had a lukewarm reception from audiences and critics alike. Its triumphal conquest of opera houses throughout the world only began about 7 years after his death. He died in 1875, just 5 years before Offenbach. Listen now to the famous Toreador aria from Carmen. Simon Estes is accompanied by the chorus of Radio France and the Orchestre National de France, conducted by Seiji Osawa.
Oh,
famous Toreador song from the opera Carmen by Georges Bizet. Now to real Spanish music by a genuine Spaniard. Manuel de Falla was born in Cádiz in 1876 and is considered to be the most distinguished Spanish composer of the early 20th century. In his music, he achieved a fusion or mixture of poetry, asceticism, and ardor that represents the spirit of Spain at its purest. In 1905, de Falla won first prize in a national competition in Madrid with his lyrical opera La Vida Breve, The Short Life. Audiences and critics were delighted, and soon his music, especially his ballet music and Lieder, became world famous. Violin virtuoso Fritz Kreisler was fascinated by La Vida Breve and wrote a violin adaptation of the Spanish dance from the opera. This was soon to become his favorite encore piece. Listen now to Dmitri Sitkovetsky, accompanied on the piano by Bruno Canino, and Spanish Dance by Manuel de Falla. Kreisler arrangement of the Spanish dance from the opera La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla. Now to something completely different, a musical tribute to that king of all wines, champagne. We find ourselves in the second act of Johann Strauss's operetta, Die Fledermaus, or The Bat. The guests at Prince Orlovsky's masked ball are enjoying themselves immensely, flirting furiously with all and sundry, still unaware of what troubles and acute embarrassments are in store for them at the unmasking, so to speak, the next morning. But all that's in the future. Now it's time to enjoy and forget that there ever will be a morning. Listen now to the finale of the second act of Die Fledermaus, with Regina Resnick, Erika Kurt, and Waldemar Kment. They are accompanied by the chorus of the Vienna State Opera and the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Closing scene of Act Two of the opera Fledermaus by Johann Strauss. And so to our finale. Karl Mülliker wrote a charming and rather funny operetta entitled Das Verwunschene Schloss, The Haunted Castle. Count von Giersburg runs a business, an illegal operation in his castle. To discourage any nosy parkers, he encourages the spreading of rumors that the castle is haunted, and almost every night the ghostly guests dance to the strains of even more ghostly music. Of course, the locals are terrified and give the haunted castle a wide berth by day and especially at night. But Sepp, our hero and local lad, takes his courage in his trembling hands and breaks into the castle one night. Of course, he discovers the swindle, and there's the obligatory operetta happy end. From this humorous operetta, I'd like you now to hear The Ghost's Bacchanal from The Haunted Castle by Karl Mülliker. The Southwest German Radio Orchestra is conducted by Emmerich Smoller. Thank you. Ghosts Bacchanal from The Haunted Castle by Carl Milluka. And there we end this edition of Melody Time, the program which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Arno Becker, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien-Detlaire wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.